Mm-hmm. What, were the summers better then? That's what I want to know. Were the summers better?
Oh, you get a feeling it was, I
yes.
Think. Aye. I don't know if it's true, but... I mean, I think you got summer when it was summer.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were going about in your bare feet and skinning your toes and stuff.
Did you, hard here, then.
Did you go barefoot in the holidays? What? Summer holidays?
What's that?
You go barefoot in the summer holidays, yeah. Did you? Yes.
Aye, quite a lot. Then. Mm. Aye.
Saved on the shoe leather.
Aye, that's right, yeah. Aye.
But the winters were worse as well.
I don't know if they were worse.
I don't think so.
There were some pretty bad ones, right? Yeah. Mm. I remember this, where there were, the people that were unemployed were opening the roads with shovels, like.
Yes.
And it was piled up on both sides. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of snow. Mm. Yeah.
Well, Charlie, you worked on the forestry, and was that the last job you did, or did you go on to something else?
The forestry was the last job I did.
Yes.
I was driving a lorry afterwards. And
driving a lorry.
Driving a lorry all the time.
And a forestry commission.
Oh, a forestry commission lorry, I understand. Yes. 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 You have to go a long way. Long trips, or...?
Not really far, but some of them had, but we were more or less local.
Mm. Well, the forestry men that were working on it, we picked them up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Took them to work?
And said hi. And sometimes they, it was for plants you went or... Or you took plants elsewhere or something.
Aye, aye.
You just carried anything that was going?
2,000 plants. The one load.
Gosh. Yes.
They must be planted all over the hills.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And now they've started cutting them.
There they are, aye. They've cut a lot of them then. Yeah, but they're still planting as well. Yeah.
I hope they do. It'd be a shame to lose it.
Was you enjoy your time in the Lovett Scouts then, Charlie?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How long were you out in Canada?
Yeah, that's my camps, first of all. Summer camps.
Uh-huh. A good rate of it.
How long were you out in Canada, Dad?
No, only... 6 months then.
Did you learn to ski?
I learned to ski.
He was a ski instructor, were you not?
Ski, what's that?
Were you not a ski instructor?
Well, I, but they call them a leader, aren't
they? A leader?
Aye. Yeah. Aye, anywhere they went, we'd lead.
tell them about the one where you were climbing. Doing ice, the rock climbing. And you had to show them first how to do it.
I went to show them to follow me. And I climbed about, maybe 60, 70 feet. Came to the end of the rope and you had to find your way down then. Without a rope.
But tell them about the folk that you shouted and said, right.
Oh, a Glasgow boy, I said, follow me up here. He says, not near Bloody Nelly.
I'm not going up there. So there wasn't much point in leading, eh? Yeah.
So that was a good experience, did you?
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't go abroad anywhere else, just Canada you went to. Didn't go to France or...
Aye.
You went
to Italy, weren't you?
No, we're in Italy.
Were you?
You went to... Well, the war finished in Italy.
We saw action in Italy, all right. Mm-hmm. was lying in a camp here under Mussolini.
Yes,
Mussolini. When Mussolini joined the war, that was that was pretty near the end of it.
Yes.
But when the Lombardy planes just blow the Alps, and the war finished.
Plenty of snow there. Plenty of snow in the Alps, or was it summertime?
No, we're just below the Alps. We're being very claiming the Alps and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're training for.
So you saw quite a lot of action?
Yes.
Out there, in Italy?
We did.
Quite a lot of action.
I was Italy, we saw Italy and Austria. We were in mountains, but not the Alps, really.